Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Appleton Parkersburg football coach Aaron Thomas. AP fell on Friday night at number 3-1A Dyke, New Hartford, 42-0. And Coach, unfortunately, things did not go your way in this one. We kind of talked before the game. There were several different factors in this one. Special teams, you and me were kind of just talking how some things kind of went sideways there, and DNH was really able to fire on all cylinders. Just kind of want to get your initial thoughts following this tough road loss here in Week 7.
Yeah, just got to be ready to go and compete, you know, playing a very, very good D&H team. We knew our margin for error was zero to very, very little, and obviously first quarter we had all kinds of mistakes, and, you know, first and second, now the very first possession, you know, get two stops, get them in a third and six, third and seven, and we just got to know down and distance, tighten up a little. We thought they'd probably run hitches, that's kind of their go-to, and they convert, we're off a little too far, and then they break a touchdown, and then obviously kind of snowballed with turning it over on the kickoff and just you know, bad snap, and it just kind of on and on, and we weren't able to sustain a drive until second quarter. We finally were able to move it a little bit, but the, you know, we were just a really bad first quarter.
Certainly, and when it comes to some of those like defensive coverage things that you kind of mentioned there, is that just something that is been a work in progress all season for this team, or what's kind of your thought process there?
Yeah, without a doubt. Just, you know, and just understanding, you know, football IQ, football savvy, and those things, and just, you know, understanding down in distance and watching film and studying those things. And, you know, I think our guys we've improved, but obviously we got a ways to go yet.
When it comes to kind of some things to maybe grow on from this point as you go forward, moving over to some of the stats here, wasn't a terrible rush tonight. I mean, Mason Prusiner ends up getting a ton of carries, so he's a guy that, again, you might still be able to ride as you go forward here. And Devin Eberhardt, you know, a couple of freshmen continuing to kind of pound the rock for you guys. What do you think it's going to take from them here moving forward as they continue to kind of be your workhorses?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, Devin took a helmet to the knee early, so he didn't play much. Creighton came in. I thought he battled and ran hard. We got to get the one thing, you know, with young backs and stuff, we've got to block better for each other, especially, you know, DNH's linebackers are so good, and their DNs are aggressive. And as backs, yeah, we ran well, but we got to block better for one another, and we got to fake better for one another. So that's an area we just got to keep improving. But, you know, they're young. They're not varsity experienced. And, you know, going into next week with Sumner Fred, it's a huge game as we try to get the 3 seed, not be a 4 seed, send our seniors out with win 3 straight at home. But we're going to have to do all the little things.
One more thing about this game, looking through the drive chart here, while you weren't able to punch it in offensively, you did not, I don't believe you ended up turning it over aside from just turnovers on down. So you kept took care of the football. You punted the ball when you needed to, aside from, you know, a couple bad snaps here and there. But for the most part, you were able to execute those things better than you had earlier in the season with no turnovers.
Yeah, we didn't turn it over with our offense. You know, we had the special teams turnovers, you know, that you can't have, like, especially against a good team. So that's, you know, 2 games the offense we haven't turned it over, but we need to do it in all phases of the game. We still got to tack a little bit better, but you know, big one coming up, this one you learn from it. You look at, you know, hopefully guys will watch, see, and as coaches we need to figure out, okay, what do we need to do a little better here as we get ready for a huge week 8 game at home.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Appleton Parkersburg coach Aaron Thomas. We're back on the Coach's Corner with Appleton Parkersburg football coach Aaron Thomas. As we see the final scores come in here from Week 7, again, it wasn't a win for you guys here in this one, but with the losses by Central Springs and Denver, that means that you guys are officially into the playoffs, and certainly a huge weight off of your guys' shoulders, I have to imagine. Just tell me what it means to be able to you know, get a playoff berth with this team this year.
Yeah, I'm just proud of the kids. You know, to know we'll be at least fourth, and hopefully we can get to third, you know, next week. But to gain another week that they get to play and hopefully, you know, be around each other as a team for sure, and, you know, see if we can't, you know, we were kind of building momentum the last two, obviously, with the way things went Friday night, not what you're after. But if we can get a positive here, and then, you know, you go into postseason, and, you know, we'll see somebody that we haven't seen And it's kind of a fresh start. So happy for the kids. And like I said, it's an accomplishment. You know, our record's not where we'd want, and it's kind of weird that you're in the playoffs with two wins, but it is what it is from that standpoint. So we'll definitely take it.
Certainly. And when it comes to, you know, being able to hopefully flush this, how would you kind of describe the atmosphere, maybe the culture that this team has built, especially in the 2 weeks prior, picking up those big wins for you guys? And hopefully this one isn't going to sting too much. You just got to move on, right?
And that was, you know, at first quarter, we had some guys maybe hanging their head a little bit and kind of talk to them and challenge them to keep competing. And I thought they did a good job of that, because it would have been, you know, easy spit the bit. And once we got through the first quarter, you know, second quarter, we moved the ball. We were on offense a lot longer. Where, you know, they gave up one touchdown. The problem is we dug such a hole. So I didn't feel like our kids quit, which I'm very proud of them that, and I appreciate them just continuing to fight, because it would have been easy just to completely spit the bit there. So, you know, we got to build off that. We got to, just like I said, we'll flush this one. We'll try to look at some of the areas we need to improve on, but we're not going to spend a lot of time, you know, watching it. We got to get ready for a very good Sumner-Fredericksburg team that's physical, and we got to match that and try to find a way to get a home win.
Yeah, certainly, and we'll talk more specifically about Sumner Fred next week. But when it comes to attacking this upcoming week of practice, knowing that, again, a win is going to be critical when it comes to that playoff seeding, what are you hoping to accomplish here in practice this week as you move on from this and go to the last week of the regular season already?
We're going to have to keep working on tackling and just being assignment sound. You know, up front, we're going to have to play low, and as Sumner will get, you know, they pack it in fairly tight. Just, you know, watching as we scouted, watching them, not closely because you watch the other team, but they'll be physical at the point of attack. We got to win that line of scrimmage, keep getting better there, continue to take care of the football, be a priority, and then shore up our special teams and be ready to fight.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
I just thank our fans for coming. You know, wish we could have gave a little more battle and things like that. And great to have Dwayne on the call last night with you, kind of back to my childhood there with him on there. But just appreciate your support, J-Mo.
All right, that's AP football coach Aaron Thomas. Thank you so much for the time. We'll catch you next week.
All right, thanks.
More of the Coach's Corner is next.